Bill O'Reilly here. Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Democrats moved to ban the use of tear gas and rubber bullets by police. Economists say Joe Biden's platform will raise taxes by trillions. New York Mayor de Blasio says no to the Thanksgiving Day parade. Europe bringing back lockdowns. Americans raid their savings accounts to survive COVID. Also ahead, income inequality. What the heck is that? But first, Senators Ed Markey and Bernie Sanders introducing new legislation that would ban police departments all across the country from using tear gas and rubber bullets on rioters. The senators claiming the weapons promote, quote, structural racism because they are most often used against communities of color, which of course is nonsense. Control agents are used by law enforcement when things get out of control. Color has nothing to do with it. A study by the University of Pennsylvania says Joe Biden's economic plan would raise taxes by $3.4 trillion over 10 years. Most expensive components of Biden's platform include expanded public health, Medicare, increased unemployment benefits, and the infamous Green New Deal. New York Mayor de Blasio calling off the city's live annual Thanksgiving Day parade. However, the event will be broadcast on TV and the net, featuring staged balloons in Midtown Manhattan, secured to vehicles instead of people holding them. This is the first time revelers on Thanksgiving will not march, dating back to 1924. Wow. Some countries in Europe bringing back COVID shutdowns as cases rise there. UK banning gatherings of more than six people. France tightening as well. Paris reporting more than 10,000 new infections every day. A new report from CNBC says 3 in 10 Americans are draining their retirement accounts to pay their bills during the pandemic. About 30% of us have tapped into investments over the last 60 days. The average amount pulled out is about $7,000. In a moment, do you have enough money? That's next. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Income inequality. That is a rallying cry for liberals and some Democrats across the nation. They believe the capitalistic system is unfair and must be controlled by a giant federal government. First, the money facts. There are about 19 million millionaires in America. That's about 6% of the entire population. A lot of that money was inherited. There are only 621 billionaires in this country out of a population of 330 million, 621. There are 120 million households overall in the USA. Those earning less than $50,000 a year, 48 million. Households in the U.S. earning $50,000 to $100,000, 35 million. Households earning $100,000 to a half million, 10 million. Households in the USA earning $500,000 to $1 million, 8 million. So you can see that most households earn less than $50,000. Most of us are modest earners. Now, money is tied directly to education. According to the U.S. Census, 34% of Americans have a four-year college degree, a third of us. They earn an average starting salary of $50,000 right out of college. 10% of folks have a two-year degree. They earn $42,000 to start. 13% have a master's degree or higher. They earn a whopping $78,000 to start. High school grads, well, they start out making $30,000 a year. What a difference. So how about race and gender? 32% of white Americans attend a four-year university. 20% of black Americans do. 15% for Hispanics. 52% for Asians. Women make up 52% of all college students. That number goes up to 55% for grad school. Now, there is income inequality in America because there is skill, intelligence, and educational inequality. It's all tied together. Men and women may be created equal according to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, but what they do with their lives affects their assets. So if you have little in the skill level, in the education level, in the motivation level, you're going to be poor. And no government's going to change that. They can give you money, but it's not going to be enough. You're not going to prosper. So this is all a big ruse, income inequality. America is based on hard work and learning a skill. If you do that, you'll have enough money to have a good life, unless there's some kind of crazy thing that happens to you. That is the truth. Learn it. Live it. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. You'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Since its founding 2,000 years ago, the Catholic Church has played a major role in politics, especially in Europe. The 20th century is a good example of that. In July 1949, the Catholic Church issued a formal decree against the growing communist threat, actually excommunicating any Catholic who supported communism. 32 years later, Pope John Paul II, now a saint, issued a major condemnation of Marxist regimes, particularly those in Eastern Europe and his native Poland. In May 1981, John Paul was shot by a Turkish assassin as he entered St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. Years later, his private secretary published a memoir claiming the Pope believed the Soviet Union was behind the attack because John Paul despised communism. Quote, "It cannot happen that one group of men, especially one social group, however well-deserving, should impose on a whole people an ideology, an opinion contrary to the will of the majority. Poland must have political self-determination for its citizens and the formation of its own culture and civilization." Unquote. So for nearly a decade, the Pope would encourage democracy with weekly radio addresses in Polish. In 1989, against a backdrop of liberalizing moves by Soviet leader Gorbachev, the Polish government agreed to negotiations with other political parties. Elections were eventually held. Communism was over. Said Gorbachev at the time, quote, "The collapse of the Soviet Union would have been impossible without the presence of the Pope and the political role he played on the world stage." And here's something else you might not know. Today, the Catholic Church has a slightly different approach towards Marxist principles. Pope Francis promotes some socialistic ideas. He supports open borders, opposes exploitative free market capitalism, and believes in social and economic justice. Said the Pope in 2019, "Hunger will not end as long as the logic of the market prevails and profit is sought at any cost." Unquote. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.